welcome. On this, the first Sunday of Advent, the first Sunday of the Christian year, we begin our service in your bulletin. Blessed be our God. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now, in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son Jesus Christ came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. The word of the Lord. We'll read Psalm 25 in unison. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, I put my trust in you. Let me not be humiliated, nor let my enemies triumph over me. Let none who look to you be put to shame. Let the treacherous be disappointed in their schemes. Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. In you have I trusted all the day long. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting. Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions. Remember me according to your love, and for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Gracious and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches sinners in his way. He guides the humble in doing right, and teaches his way to the lowly. All the paths of the Lord are love and faithfulness to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation shall not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape these things that will take place and stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. In 1989, there was a terrible earthquake in Armenia. Over 30,000 people died. After the earthquake, a father started running as fast as he could through his small town to a school, a grammar school, where his son was a student. By the time he got there, out of breath and panting, other parents had arrived and they were screaming and wailing because the entire school had collapsed into a pile of rubble. But this father didn't cry. He didn't fall down or try to pull his hair out or scream. Immediately he started calculating, based on his knowledge of the little school building, where he knew his son's classroom was. He walked around the perimeter of the rubble until he reached the place where he thought the classroom might have been, and he started lifting rocks. One of the mothers tried to grab his arms. "It's useless. It's stop. You don't need to do that." They're gone, she said. He didn't even answer, but just kept on picking up these rocks and carrying them off to the side, one after another, 5 of them, 10 of them, and his hands became calloused. 12 and 15, 17. His hands were starting to bleed by the time he got to 20 rocks, and he kept moving them aside. 30. When he had lifted the 36th piece of rubble, he heard something, a small sound like a shuffle, and he called out, "Amon! Amon, my son, I'm coming!" "Daddy?" At this, he became frantic, and the parents who were still there started to help. After a lot of work, they found his little boy. With just a few of his friends, they had managed to make their way under a big table, and somehow they had survived. There was a pocket of air. "Daddy," Amon said, "I told my friends that we should wait. I knew that you had once told me that no matter what, you would be there for me. I remembered that. So I told them to wait. And then we heard your voice. Amon, I'm coming. And so we knew we could wait." Today begins the season of Advent. Do you know what the word Advent means in Latin? It means, "I'm coming! I'm coming for you! Wait for me! I know that you've fallen in this world of brokenness, but I will come and I will lift you out. Wait for my coming." This past week in England, the Church of England decided that it wanted to advertise before the movies began. There were lots of advertisements for food and retirement homes and everything, and they decided they wanted to do an ad about the Lord's Prayer, how to pray the Lord's Prayer. But what happened was that the cinemas decided that this was not right. Nancy Sanderson, the head of the National Secular Society, wrote, "The church should not be so arrogant as to hoist their opinion upon the innocent audiences at the movies." And I thought to myself, "What? But the hamburger place gets to hoist their opinion. Or what about the vacation place? They get to hoist their opinion." But there's something about teaching the Lord's Prayer, and they wouldn't allow it. And I thought to myself, maybe this is a good thing, though, because it's time for us to wake up. For so many generations, Christians have believed that we were sort of part of everything, part of the status quo, part of the culture. It was normal to go to church on Sunday. It was good. We were comfortable. But that's not what it means to be Christian. What it means to be Christian is literally to exist in a world that we know is passing away and to wait for God to come and get us. Stanley Hauerwas once called us resident aliens because we know that this is not our permanent home. Because we know that the world that we live in, although it's beautiful and good, it is also broken. And we are asked by God to live in a state of high alert. And I don't mean the kind of fearful high alert that's in our airports. I mean a joyful high alert. To be always on the lookout, always waiting for when Christ will come again. Was that him? Whoa. I'm awake. Do you know what the cross means? It's not just the instrument that Jesus died on. The cross is a symbol about time, how we view time. You see, we as Christians, we live in what is called chronological time, what Jesus called chronos time. That's linear time that goes like this. All of our appointments and our days and our vacations proceed one after another in an orderly fashion. But Jesus also talked about another kind of time, God's time, Kairos time, the kingdom of God. And that kind of time cuts down vertically through Chronos time in the shape of a cross. You see, there are moments when God literally enters our lives in a powerful way, unveils to us the presence of God. It happens in the Eucharist when we really believe that we're present with Jesus at the Last Supper at the same time as we're here today. It happens in a moment when you look into the face of someone you love and you really see them. Or when you're driving along and all of a sudden you're completely caught off guard by something so beautiful, like a sunset, and it takes your breath away and you're truly awake. And God's time meets our time. And you can hear Christ calling out to you, "I'm coming!" Jesus tells us that we are not to let our hearts be burdened or heavy. We are not to become too attached to the things of this life. If your goal in this life is to have the perfect family and you work so hard for that and you hold on to it, not only will you not succeed, but when Christ comes, you'll be holding on to a rock. All of this is dust. All of it. If your goal in life is to have the best career or the best education or to have wonderful health, those are great goals, but remember that they do not last. Do not make them your first priority. Do not hold on to them so that they become an idol. And when Christ comes, you're holding on too hard. You want to be able to let go and say, "Here I am. Come and get me. Father, I'm right here." Don't become asleep by your busyness, by all the little worries that distract us so much and pull us away from God. Remember what it is that's important in this life. You know, there's a man whose name is Ronald Reed. I don't know if you've heard about him, but he goes around speaking. He has cerebral palsy. He cannot drive. He cannot ride a bike. He can hardly turn the pages of a book with his gnarled hands. But you know what he says? He says, I have every reason to be joyful because I know that my Lord is coming. You see, as a Christian, it doesn't matter if your whole body is riddled with cancer. You can still be joyful. Even if your child dies, even if your health fails, even if you lose your job, whatever is the worst case scenario you can think of, you still have every reason to be joyful. Because this is not your permanent home. Because Christ is calling out to you, I'm coming! Wait for me! Keep awake! I will never leave you. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Ask you to guide us as we seek to serve you and to bring about your peace in this broken world. Help us to find a way to end violence and hatred that threaten the safety of our own nation and that plague the Middle East and Europe. Guide us to administer justice. Keep our loved ones safe. Help us to show both mercy and compassion. You alone can guide us. Lord, we wait for you.
Lord, come among us.
Be present with those who are sick and suffering in any way. Bless those who mourn. Comfort the lowly in this holiday season and come to the aid of those who are poor and in need. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those in need. Lord, we wait for you.
Lord, come among us.
Embrace the souls of those who have died. May they see you face to face. We especially remember Libby Swinson Howell. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who have died. Lord, we wait for you.
Lord, come among us.
Bless this community, Lord, as we seek to worship and serve you without fear. Help us to make space for you in our busy lives so that we may be ready for the coming of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we await for you.
Lord, come among us.
We give you thanks for the many gifts that you have given us, for the love of family and friends, for our children, for the gifts of music, art, and literature, for the freedom to worship you, and for this beautiful cathedral. Lord, we wait for you.
Lord, come among us.
Almighty God, we thank you for our Savior Jesus Christ. We wait for him to come again. Help us to keep awake, to be joyful in our expectation of that day when we will see him face to face. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here today. If you're new or visiting and you raise your hand, the ushers will bring you a gift. But you have to keep your hands up so they can find you because it's kind of a big place. So hold your hand up high until the gift comes, and then you can put your hand down. We're so blessed you're here, and we're grateful that you're with us. There's also a newcomer card in your pews that you can fill out, and we'll send you our e-newsletter if you would like to hear from us. So today begins the season of Advent, which lasts for 4 weeks, coming up to Christmas. And many of the other Christian denominations already start singing Christmas carols. You'll hear them in the stores and everything. But we encourage you to wait. That's what this season is about. You are invited to go to Tolliver Hall and make Advent wreaths. The Advent wreath is designed to bring the light of Christ into the world, so each week you light one more candle. I like to put it somewhere like on a kitchen table or dining room table, and maybe before you eat, sing, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, and remember that Christ is coming for you. Also in Tolliver Hall, there is an alternative gift market, and you'll see a beautiful brochure in your bulletin. One of the ways we can get ready for Christ to come is to not be self-absorbed, which means giving, right? And we have so much stuff, and we often buy more stuff for each other in Christmas time. Sometimes a nice idea is to buy something in honor of a loved one, but give it to the poor. So these are some wonderful nonprofit organizations that our laity have chosen. We volunteer at them. We believe in them. Joan Burschel's worked so hard with the Outreach Council on putting this all together. So I hope you'll consider buying a gift for someone you love that is actually a gift for someone else as well. So come and check that out. We also have our bookstore and lots of knickknacks and books back there. Tonight is our Advent procession service, which begins at 5:00. It is a wonderful tradition of this cathedral, and the choir sings some of the most beautiful music of the church year. We begin with one candle, and as the service continues, by the end of the service, the entire sanctuary is lit with candles. So very beautiful tonight at 5:00. There is a young man who grew up at this cathedral who has almost finished seminary now. His name is Mark Anderson. Mark Anderson will be ordained a deacon next Sunday at 5:00. So those of you who know and love him, or those who just want to celebrate the church, you're more than welcome to come. We'd love to have you. Also, we have a newcomers social for those of you who are new or relatively new. Next Thursday, December 10th. I love that because I get to know you a little bit better. Please RSVP to the church office if you'd like to come. And last but not least, we've taken 12 more bricks down this week as 24 more families actually pledged a gift to the church. So now we just have this tiny bit on the bottom on one side. So if you haven't yet pledged or told us what you can give next year, please do that. We are so grateful for you. We're so close to wiping out that entire wall, which will put us ahead of next year, and we're so ahead of last year. We're so grateful to you. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Oh.
How wonderful the work of your hands, O Lord. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embraced a people as your own. When they turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. From them, you raised up Jesus, our Savior, born of Mary, to be the living bread in whom all our hungers are satisfied. He offered his life for sinners, and with a love stronger than death, he opened wide his arms on the cross. On the night before he died, he came to supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you." At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Father, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. We remember his dying and rising in glory, and we rejoice that he intercedes for us at your right hand. Pour out your Holy Spirit as we bring before you these gifts of your creation. May they be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy things in your presence, form us into the likeness of Christ and build us into a living temple to your glory. Remember, Lord, your church in every land. Reveal her unity, guard her faith, and preserve her in peace. Bring us at the last with John and all the saints to the vision of that eternal splendor for which you have created us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. By him and with him and in him, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. join me in sending forth our lay Eucharistic visitor who will bring communion to those who cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God watch over you who wait for Christ to come again, you who long to see his face. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.